Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Even though you make payroll every Friday, you don't have a guaranteed paycheck. You're the owner, and you eat what you kill.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's 13 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm very excited about having our good friend Noah St. John back on the show with us. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He is the founder of the Success Clinic of America. He developed the world's first teaching system to help people overcome success anorexia, a condition that prevents people from allowing themselves to succeed. And I'll tell you, I kind of feel like taking a little bit of ownership in this,
Noah.
I hope you don't mind, because who had you on the show over and over again when this was just a little fledgling idea?
That would be you, Jim.
Exactly. Did I know a winner when I saw one?
Right from day one, Jim.
Welcome back to the show, Noah.
I am proud of you, and I think you should take pride in that. Absolutely. You call it right on the money.
Welcome back.
I'll tell all your audience. I will tell your audience right now. I mean, Jim saw that there was merit to this teaching when it was still, I think, in a three-ring binder.
That was almost two years ago. When you first came on the show, let me see, I've got it right here.
Mm-hmm.
You first came on the show in February of 98.
That's
right. Did you
know
that?
Yeah, I did. I have a list of when I was here. And yes, at that time, my course, it was actually a course at that time.
Yes, it wasn't even in a binder.
What's that?
You had only just really kind of started talking about the idea, I think, at that time.
No, at that time it had just come out in a binder.
Okay.
It literally came out in February, or actually the end of January, 98.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote the original edition in December of 97, so that's when it came out for the first time. Then it was put out in another format in September of 98, and now it's in paperback, it's in bookstores everywhere. And it's called Permission to Succeed.
Yeah, and it's based on the idea that there's such a thing called success anorexia. And what we've had you on the show. I was counting up. We've had you on the show about six or seven times in the last 18 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm very proud of you. Noah. I'm proud of your perseverance, because I remember in the early days when you believed in this. And I believed in it, but
not many other people.
It took a while to make it happen, and you kept going. You had your vision. You had your.
I
want to talk about this for just a second, Noah, because there are people out there who this is part of their success anorexia. They believe in something, whatever it might be. It might be a small retail shop. It might be a book that they're writing. Who knows what it might be?
Mm-hmm.
But they believe in themselves, but it's just not happening. And you actually had success anorexia, didn't you?
Well, that's how I discovered this condition. And if we might want to talk, just for your listeners, we want to talk for a moment about the discovery, just so we're all on
Absolutely.
The same page.
Let's do it again.
And what happened was, I was at a seminar on why people develop eating disorders, and I realized that the same mechanism that causes someone to develop an eating disorder would also, in another different person, cause someone to starve themselves of success. It was a mental leap that I made that no one had ever made before, to my knowledge. And then I said, oh, my God, there are millions of people who are suffering from this condition, and I had to give it a name. It was a condition that didn't even have a name. But I saw that this condition, which we can talk more about, it would actually create this thing that we call the fear of success. It would create this thing that we call self-sabotage. Now, these things, self-sabotage, fear of success, are things that have been written about for about the last 20, 25 years, but that no one had ever really explained to my satisfaction. There were always holes in the theory. And finally, when I discovered this condition, I said, oh, my God, there's no holes. This condition gives rise to these behaviors in a way that makes perfect sense, that explains everything and explains why we would do it, because as human beings, we don't do anything for no reason. See, that again, the fear of success and self-sabotage theory that was out there before never made any sense to me. Nobody had ever just explained, well, why would we do this? This doesn't make any sense. Why would we stop ourselves from getting something we all say we want? But then when I discovered this condition, and I realized that I had a responsibility to bring this information to the millions of people who were doing it to themselves, I realized that there were no holes, that it finally explained everything. Now, again, I we can go as deep as you want.
I would like for you to tell us this, because I think this is a very important point, Noah, because I want to make sure, I feel like I know this so well, that I want to make sure that we don't gloss over some of these things.
Well, that's true. And that's
I want you and I to stop for a second, and I want you to talk to us about the profile. What's the profile look like? What's this person look like who probably has...
Okay, well, let me say it in this way. There are two factors involved here. There's the internal factors and the external factors. Now, the internal factors mean that the people who develop this condition there's only a certain type of people who develop this. Not everyone has this. Only a certain type of person. Now, the person is generally, first of all, hypersensitive. They're very intelligent. They're highly intelligent. They're creative, talented. They're often labeled gifted and talented. They're overachievers. They're very often perfectionists. They're people-pleasing. They have a people-pleasing personality. They want to make everyone else happy.
When they're young, when they're in their
mm-hmm.
teens and early 20s,
mm-hmm.
as you say, they're overachievers, and people think, well, the sky's the limit for this person.
That's exactly right.
Because of all their attributes.
They are very often labeled as gifted and talented. They're often, you know, valedictorians or salutatorians, straight-A students. Okay, that is the profile.
One more thing that you've told me once before.
Yes.
Typically, they're surrounded with success information.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other part of it. Yeah, that's the external factors I was getting to.
Okay,
No, that's all right. And that's so that the internal, again, is that you have to be wired in a certain way. So if you're sitting there listening to this and you're going, boy, that sounds a lot like me, well, keep listening because that's what we're getting to. So now, then, the external factors are that the person is suffering from a very low self-esteem, a deeply negative self-belief. Now, that comes from a combination of things. Again, that comes from the fact that they believe that their job is to make everyone else happy, that their job is to save the world, that their job is to be perfect, that their job is to take care of everyone else. Now, obviously, what they feel is that they're not doing very well in those jobs. They feel that they're failing. They feel they're not good enough. They feel they can't do it. Let's take a little break, a little bit deeper.
No, stand by. And when we come back, folks, one of the things I want Noah to talk about are the 7 most common lies we tell ourselves and how to overcome them. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Noah St. John is our special guest. The book is Permission to Succeed. Stay with us. On the cloud of sound, I'm listening every day. Anyway, 888-822-8255. That's the phone number if you'd like to call me and talk to me and our special guest, our good friend, our longtime friend, Noah St. John, the author of Permission to Succeed and the person who identified this condition called success anorexia, 888-822-8255. And Noah, the book Permission to Succeed is available in bookstores. It's available online, but if they go to your website, they will get a special deal, won't they?
That's right. If you go to successclinic.com, that's all one word, successclinic.com, there's a special deal that's available only through my website, the Success Clinic, but it is available at all online and offline bookstores. But if people want to get I have a special audio tape and a series of special reports that is only available through successclinic.com.
Okay. It's kind of a success package, right?
That's exactly right.
What about the newsletter?
Yeah, I have my free email newsletter that's also at successclinic.com, and that goes out every 2 weeks.
I'm a subscriber to that, folks, and I recommend it to you.
Yeah, I have a lot of readers all over the world, and people have, this message, Jim, as you know, has touched people all over the world, and they write to me and they say, how did you get my diary? Have you been following me around? How did you know this about me? And I just kind of go, well, that's the teaching, that's the condition. I mean,
absolutely.
There's a profile, as we were just talking about. And the people, God, it blows their mind. It blows their mind.
You were finishing up on some of the external things that you, if you're wondering if you have success anorexia, these are some of the things that you can pay attention to see if you have, if you might have this. And one thing that I'd like to point out, Noah, mm-hmm. you can have success anorexia and not be totally debilitated with it. I think that I have had bouts, let's say, of success anorexia.
Well, I call that the restriction continuum. See, it's like The restriction continuum means that there are levels to this condition. It's not. It may not be a black or white thing with everyone. I mean, so on one end of the restriction continuum, which is just, you know, essentially how much you're restricting yourself, there's like, it's kind of a nagging inconvenience that comes up every once in a while. To the other end, and it's, you know, it's hard to say this, but, you know, the person is really at the edge of suicide.
Yeah.
The person is they really just don't want to
be. That's the other end of the spectrum.
And it's not that they really want to die, they just don't know how to live.
Right.
They think, if this is life, I mean, forget it, I can't do this. But they don't really want to take their own life, but they don't see any other choice. So, yeah,
well,
that's the spectrum.
One of the things that I think that's going to be exciting about your book being in the marketplace is there are going to be people who will see this, obviously, and want to read it. But there are also going to be people who will say, you know, I know that person. And they're going to buy a copy,
right,
and they're going to send it to them, maybe even anonymously.
Well, yeah, I would hope so, that they do. They would see, because this is not just for the person who's doing it, but it's for people you love who you know are doing it to themselves.
You know, another thing I can see happening, I can see people buying your book. I can see them picking it up off the shelf and sort of looking around so nobody sees them buy it. And then they take it up the counter, they turn it upside down on the counter so that all they have to do is scan it in but not read the other side, so that no one knows that they actually need permission to succeed.
Well, I think that actually we're going to see, we might see that at the beginning, but after a while we're going to see, oh my God, because on the cover, if you look at it, it says, on the top, it says, beyond motivation, beyond positive thinking.
Yeah.
Because that is what we're really talking about. This is not a quick fix psych up job thing we're talking about. We're talking about a very profound, deep teaching, which is that, quite frankly, again, the bottom line is that millions of people in this country do not know that they are allowed to succeed.
Right.
They literally believe they shouldn't succeed. They're not allowed to succeed, that it's wrong for them to succeed, almost that it's immoral for them to succeed, and that everyone else should get it and deserves it, and they don't. And that is just simply not true. So again, this person may know all of this great success how-to literature that's out there, but what my teaching is about, what permission to succeed is all about, is not about more how to succeed, but this is about why to succeed, but even deeper than that, why to let yourself succeed.
If you're wondering if you might have a little bit of success anorexia and you'd like to give us a call and ask Noah a question, 888-822-8255. Noah, in Chapter 6... you have the 7 most common lies we tell ourselves, and we're going to talk. I want to talk about those and how we overcome them. We've just got a minute. Let's go ahead and get into one of them. Do you ever ask yourself any of these? Are you familiar with any of these phrases? Number one, you're never going to make it. Now, would that be what someone would say to you, or what you would say?
That's what the person generally is saying to themselves, and they very frequently do have people in their lives who are reinforcing that.
Yeah. I'm never going to make it. Variations would be, I must be nuts. What makes me think I could do something like this?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what? I've asked myself that question. It's 29 after the hour, Noah.
You and me both.
I know it. You know from whence I come, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Stand by, folks. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to be right back with Noah St. John. He's our good friend and the author of Permission to Succeed. 888-822-8255. Stand by. For joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. If you'd like to call and ask us a question, make a comment. If you'd like to ask Noah St. John about a little bit about some things in your life, and maybe you'd like to find out if you have success anorexia, I suspect that if you think you do, you probably do.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. If you can identify with any of these things. In fact, we can do a little thing right here.
Okay.
Just a little kind of almost questionnaire type of thing or checklist. So here's a simple way to see if you identify with any of these characteristics or any of these phrases. I'm very familiar with success literature, but have a hard time using it in my own life. That's one.
Okay.
I'm in a job that doesn't allow me to express my real talents or true abilities. I'm carrying a heavy debt load, or I worry about money all the time. That's one. I expect myself to be perfect all the time. I have a very hard time saying no to people. I find it easy to start projects and hard to finish them. I'm more comfortable watching others succeed than letting myself succeed. And here, I think the final one that's kind of the key, I often settle for crumbs even though I know I deserve better.
Hmm.
So if you can identify with any of those or a bunch of those, definitely may be at risk for success anorexia, and you might want to go to successclinic.com for some free information. You can also read an excerpt from my book and see if it resonates with you.
And folks, this is something, and I appreciate you making that available for free from your website, Noah. I know that obviously you have a book for sale, and obviously this is the business you're in, but I know what a personal commitment you're making to this project and to helping people to overcome success anorexia. And I want to congratulate you and thank you for that. Thank you for making that available to small businesses.
Well, actually, that makes my job much easier. And I really, in fact, this is an integral part of my teaching, and you can't actually separate the teaching from why it works.
Right.
And so what I really say to people is, frankly, it's a lot easier to think about other people to let yourself succeed because, for example, I mean, I wouldn't even bother to get out of bed for myself. I mean, I really just, it's not that big of a deal. But when you show me people who need my help, I jump out of bed. You know,
yes.
I will be there. And again, I don't think that's because I'm so special. I think most people are like me. But we have been trained that we've got to think about ourselves. We've got to think about how, oh, I'm going to make so much money and I'm going to be so rich and famous. But you know what? That really doesn't matter to a lot of people. In fact, that's a non-motivating factor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, well, you know what? I almost don't want that, or I feel uncomfortable with that. But again, a huge part of my teaching is I flip it around till I say, well, wait a minute. Your lack of success or your stopping yourself from success is not only not helping other people, it's actually hurting those other people. So I wrote this book, the way that I wrote it was thinking about all the millions of people who I know are starving themselves of success and who are absolutely starving for this information, and they have to have it in order to, in a way, save their lives. And
right.
I absolutely focus on that every day, and I still do. And that's what keeps me focused. And again, I think, again, it's not because I'm so great or so special. There's so many people like me, and we do really find it easier to think about others. We will, in a very literal sense, we will do more for other people than we will for ourselves.
No question. Most of us are like that.
Yeah.
I want to finish reading the seven lies that we tell ourselves,
sure.
And then I want to get into some of the disguises of success anorexia,
okay.
Because
yeah.
I think that's important.
Definitely.
The second lie is nobody likes me.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody likes you. And,
yeah.
and really, that's related to this third one here, which is everyone would be happier if you weren't around.
Right. But now say this in the first person, though, folks.
Everyone
would be happier if I weren't around. Are
yeah.
you saying that to yourself?
Do you believe that? You know, and I'm asking the audience, do you
yeah.
believe that? You know, do you really think that everyone would be happy? I mean, you know, again, that is maybe the way you were trained, the way you were raised to believe that. And again, only a sensitive person would believe that. Only a compassionate person would believe that.
Number four, if you want something for yourself, you're selfish. Since it's wrong to be selfish, you shouldn't want anything for yourself. I'm going to read that in another way. If I want something for myself, I'm selfish. And since it's wrong to be selfish, I shouldn't want anything for myself.
Yeah.
Here's number five. Since I didn't make my parents happy or keep them together, I don't deserve to be happy either. Now, I wonder how many people that's hitting them right between the eyes. I thought of someone myself yesterday when
yeah.
I was going over the book again, Noah. I thought of some people that I'm gonna recommend this book to them because they need to read number five.
Yeah.
Since I didn't make my parents happy or keep them together, I don't deserve to be happy either.
Exactly.
Here's number six. If I'm not perfect. I'm sorry. If you were perfect, you'd get what you want. But since you're not perfect, you never will. Since I'm not perfect, I will never get what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And do people with success anorexia expect other people to be perfect?
Oh, never, never. That's the whole irony. Or
everybody else gets slack.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is like, again, it's not that they are very often called perfectionists and overachievers, but again, they feel that they're not doing enough.
Yeah.
It's those, but again, you're absolutely right. That's a very good catch there because, yeah, they cut everyone else tons of slack, but none for themselves.
No matter how smart, clever, funny, charming, or good I am, I will never succeed. Success is only for other people, not me. Right between the eyes.
Well,
right between the eyes. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the disguises of success anorexia. The book is Permission to Succeed. The author is Noah St. John. He's our friend. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, 888-822-8255. If this speaks to you, speak to us. All right, we're back. It's 44 after. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255, and our website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where you can go to hear this show on demand 24 hours a day whenever you want to by clicking on the website. If you should miss the show, if you heard the show today and you'd like to go back and hear what Noah has to say again, you'd like to hear it over and over again a little bit, you can do that by going to the on demand feature on my website. Noah, we've been talking about success anorexia, which is the condition that you identified and that you write about in your book, Permission to Succeed. Learn how and why to give yourself permission to succeed. One of the things you talk about in your book is something you call the disguises of success anorexia. How does that work?
Well, there are many. Again, we need to remember that success anorexia, this condition that I named and discovered, is just, it's a name for a set of habits and again, a set of beliefs, and that gives rise to other things. Mm-hmm. So it's like a working on levels. So again, when I say the disguise of success anorexia, it's just, what I mean by that is that we've seen symptoms of this all over the place, but no one had ever put it all into one teaching before.
If you have success anorexia, it might manifest itself in different ways.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah.
So one of the ways, for example, is we always dismiss our own achievements. We were actually alluding to this before, mm-hmm. which is like, well, I got straight A's, but, well, that's really no big deal. I mean, you know, it starts about then. In high school and college we see the beginnings of this. You know, you got straight A's, well, anybody could do it. Well, that's obviously not true. Not everyone can get straight A's, and I'm not saying that you have to get straight A's in order to be smart. That's absolutely not true. Obviously, there are many forms of intelligence. I'm just using that as an example. Mm-hmm. You know, well, I wrote a book. Well, that's, you know, who cares? Anybody can do that. Or I play the piano. I have people who come to me, for example, you know, one was a musician. He self-taught himself how to play drums, guitar, bass, and piano, and I think flute or something. And he's just, oh, it's no big deal. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Come on. I mean,
incredibly
talented. Who can do this?
Yeah.
That is very special. But we just go, oh, it's no big deal. Anybody can do it. And again, that is a symptom of this deeper condition, which, again, has all of these different symptoms. So, and another one, obviously, in fact, the biggest ones that people need to be aware of is these things that we've all read and heard so much about, which is the fear of success and self-sabotage. Again, where do these things come from? That they don't make any sense when we look at them in the traditional way. Because why would we stop ourselves from getting something we all say we want?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense until you see that, well, actually it makes perfect sense because the person is being driven by forces that they don't even know or understand, and that force is telling them that, well, you shouldn't succeed because other people need it more, and the person believes that. They say, oh, well, you're right. And so, again, obviously only a sensitive and caring, compassionate person that message would work on. You see what I mean?
Yep.
You have to be wired in a certain way, as I've said, and then you have these other factors that are involved, these beliefs and these things that come from who knows where.
Let's talk about some of the first steps that you need to take to overcome success anorexia.
The first step, and this is very important for people to get this, the first step for people to understand is that you need to identify and go to the people in your life who can give you unconditional support. Now, these people are what I call loving mirrors. Loving mirrors. Now, let me give you an analogy of why I call them that. Imagine if you were looking at yourself, your reflection, in a fun house mirror. Now, what would you see? You would see a distorted, mm-hmm. inaccurate, exaggerated image of yourself. But what if that were the only data that your eyeballs were receiving? What if that were the only data you had ever seen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you would be forced to believe that that distorted and accurate image is actually what you look like.
And that's what a person with anorexia, the eating disorder, sees when they look in the mirror.
It's the same. Again, these are absolutely parallel related conditions, eating anorexia and success mm-hmm. anorexia. Again, I just happen to be the person who discovered success anorexia and named it, but it's the same. I mean, you know, they're the same parallel disorders, just how it manifests.
Right.
What are you starving yourself? And frankly, women very frequently, women who come to me who I work with, are starving themselves of both food and success.
right.
Which is very sad.
But you have found that it's not as one-sided, one gender or the other. Success anorexia is not as one-sided as the eating disorder.
As eating disorders, yes. And there's, again, many reasons for that. But the bottom line is that 8 times as many women as men have eating disorders, eating anorexia, whereas what I've found, the data shows that it's almost equal. 50% of the people who come to me are women and 50% are men.
Right.
And again, that I think the simple and obvious answer or reason for that is because women are being trained that their worth lies in their material success as well as their physical bodies today.
Right.
Whereas before, they were only told, well, your worth comes from your physical body.
There are some questions that you have in order to identify these loving mirrors, these people with unconditional support for you. You have some questions that you should ask yourself. The first one is, how many people in my life support me unconditionally?
Right. Now, the answer to that for most people is none.
Yeah.
None.
You may have to, sometimes you have to think about that.
Well, and I mean, believe me, when I wrote the book, Jim, and I always tell people this, when I wrote the book, I didn't have any either. I had zero.
I remember, I read in your book, and by the way, folks, I've got his book dog-eared within an inch of his life here. You actually called your father and asked him if he could give you his permission to be
yes,
to succeed.
Yes, I had to ask him, and that's right, that's the first chapter in the book.
We're going to talk some more about how to get yourself out of success anorexia, sort of to heal yourself,
mm-hmm.
when we come back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Noah St. John is our special guest. The book is Permission to Succeed. One thing that we need, Noah St. John, if we're going to be able to make it in life and to be successful, is we need a little help from our friends, don't we?
You said it.
And Joe Cocker, I'm not going to say he said it first, but he did say it, and he said it very well. We're talking with Noah St. John, folks. His book is Permission to Succeed. It's available online. It's available in bookstores now. It's just been out about a couple of weeks, so it might not be in your bookstore. So give them a little bit of time or ask them to order it. Make sure they know you want it or go to the online stores and buy it. Or if you want a little special deal, a little extra special information and some good stuff, a tape and some other things, you can go to Noah's website. And you can get a little bit more for your money there, right, Noah?
Which is successclinic.com. Yes, I have a complete success package that you can only get through my website, which is successclinic.com. Again, you can also read a free excerpt from the book. You can or sign up for my free email newsletter. There's
which is excellent, by the way, folks. I'm a subscriber of that, and it's excellent. And I'll tell you what else. I have spoken with and corresponded with people who have been members are members of our audience who have signed up and who have been working with you and your groups.
Yes.
And it's really been beneficial to them. Another thing that I'm proud of you for, Noah. Your book is $10.95. It's in paperback. Folks, he launched his book as a paperback so he could sell it for $10.95 so anybody could enjoy it, because some of these hardbacks get into the $20 range.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also, obviously, the Christmas season's coming up, as you were mentioning before.
Yep.
It's a great gift for people.
Yep. Let's talk. We were talking about how to overcome success anorexia, and you were saying that you had to have unconditional support. And there are three questions that I was about to read. I read one of them. How many people in my life support me unconditionally? Number two, how many love me for who I am no matter what I do?
Whoa. And then what's the other one?
How many have ever seen past the facade that I put up to the beauty and splendor that lies inside of me? Now, I'll tell you what, that may sound like a question, a silly question, and you might be a little embarrassed to ask yourself that question, but I'll tell you what, you need to stop and close your eyes, let your eyes kind of roll back in your head just a little bit, sort of unfocus your eyes, and say that over and over again, because that's a self-affirming statement that I think more people need to make.
I totally agree with you, and again, for most people, the answer is, well, I don't have anyone, but I would challenge that assumption, and when I work with people, again, in my private practice, Jim, We work with this so much, and that is the key to overcoming this condition, is to get unconditional support in your life, because, again, the person is just not able to do it for themselves at this time.
Now, one thing, that's the first step in overcoming success anorexia is to find unconditional support. The second one is to be willing to get what you want.
Yeah, because it's actually, if you think about it, for most people, it's easier to want what you want than to actually get what you want. There's a price that we pay for getting what we want. There's a price that we pay for not getting what we want. Believe it or not, for a lot of people, the price of not getting what you want is less. than actually getting what you want, or they think it's less. So that is very key to overcoming this condition.
Well, the other thing that you've got to be able to do is you've got to know what you want.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are climbing the ladder of success and finding they're on the wrong wall, as Stephen Covey likes to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, that's what this whole teaching is about, and that comes from, again, you go back to the first step of unconditional support. They are doing what everybody else thinks they should be doing or what they think everyone is telling them to do. So once we stop all this people-pleasing behaviors, we can get to the real thing of what's going on. And quite amazingly, what happens is the person finds they're already as successful as they want to be.
Noah, that's got to be the last word. As always, you did a good job. We'll have you back. The book's Permission to Succeed. See you later, Noah.
Thank you, bye.
Got to wrap it up for this hour, folks. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.